Well, I have to admit, the moon is always super. I think the moniker of this moon being more super than any other moon is not quite accurate. However, I will tell you that the moon moves around the Earth, mm-hmm. and that should not be a big surprise to you or to anyone.
I think I read it somewhere once.
That's good. Well, the moon moves around the Earth, and it moves around the Earth in such a way that is not exactly circular. So if you squash that a little bit, you get sort of a slight oval.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to trace that as a line, you would find that there are portions of that orbit that are a little closer to the Earth and portions of that orbit that are a little farther away from the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens every month. That closest point is called perigee, and the farthest point is called apogee. And even though these things happen every month, there is, of course, one month out of every year where the closest point is the closest for the year. And
uh-huh.
that's what's happening tomorrow.
Ah, so what's it mean to somebody that's going to be driving around this weekend and looks up and sees the moon? Are they going to be shocked and amazed at how close it looks, or is it really not going to look any different?
I'm afraid they probably won't be shocked and amazed. So if they are in their car, there's probably no danger of them hitting anyone in front of them. Near the horizon, the moon always appears to be larger than when it's up in the sky.
Yeah, and you're getting ahead of me. That was going to be the next thing I asked you, because when the moon first rises, that full moon that's right there on the horizon, you're convinced it's six times as big as it is once it gets up higher.
And everybody is convinced of the same thing. It's an optical illusion that has baffled science, astronomers, and psychologists. And some have called it the moon illusion. And one of the thinkings is that you're observing the moon closer to the horizon, and there's likely to be other things in front of you that are close to you, which may drive the illusion that it seems to be bigger, versus when the moon is way up high in the sky and there's nothing else around it, it seems to have that sense of being smaller and maybe more distant.
You talked about the difference between apogee and perigee. What are we talking about in miles? How much closer is it going to be than it is when it's at apogee?
In absolute differences, the closest the moon versus the farthest the moon can be for the month can be a difference of a little over 30,000 miles.
Wow.
And the moon tomorrow night is going to be shy of that by about 25,000 miles. But
so it's almost 10%. I mean, that's considerable.
One number I see is that the moon is 14% bigger than usual. But can you really tell the difference?
Mm.
It's probably not too likely. And as far as the brightness of the moon, yeah, that will also vary, but you don't have another moon next to it to compare.
Exactly. But now we've put the bug in people's ears, so when they look up at it, they're going to say to the person next to them, see, it really does look bigger. You can bet on it.
You sort of can. And it doesn't really matter why people look to the moon, as long as they do.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Wendy Ackerman is the Assistant Director of Education at the Maryland Science Center in downtown Baltimore. Thanks, Wendy, for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
You're welcome, Bill. Happy moon gazing.